Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hi, I'm Andrew Merriweather, and I'm at a small lake in Oak Forest in the south suburbs.
So right now they're literally electrocuting the fish, temporarily electrocuting the fish, so that they can collect them.
That's Steve Silik, senior fisheries biologist with the Forest Preserves of Cook County. And don't worry, they're using a very low electric current used to make the fish easy to catch.
It stuns the fish, it doesn't kill them. The fish come to within a couple seconds, and that allows us to collect a really nice sample of fish.
The main reason I met up with Steve actually doesn't have to do with fish. It has to do with the lake they're swimming in, Hoagie Lake in this case. Curious City listener Denny Hebson asked about a collection of lakes near where he lives in Glenview, and how they got there. His interest all started when he was biking along the Des Plaines River Trail, near Big Bend Lake.
I noticed a sign along that trail somewhere that said when they were building the tollway, they needed dirt, and so they created these lakes.
Denny jokingly refers to them as fake lakes, and he wanted to know if there were others in Cook County. It turns out that many of the lakes in Cook County are fake, or more accurately, artificially constructed. Steve Silik again.
What I like to say is all of the lakes in the forest reserves are man-made to some extent. There's about 200 water bodies, 40 plus are fishable, meaning they were designed to be fishing lakes.
Those fishable lakes include many of the ones near Denny's home. And that sign he saw on his bike ride is absolutely correct on their origin. If you look at a map of 294 and other tollways, you'll notice these lakes dotted all along them. That's not a coincidence. Silik says back in the 1950s, when they were constructing the expressways, they dug these big pits in order to have material for expanding the highways and for building on and off ramps. But in addition to providing dirt, they also served another purpose. Forest Preserve's chief civil engineer Aaron Crix explains.
The development of that displaced a lot of acres of natural land, and that is why it was essential that reservoirs be built to hold the additional added rainwater caused by this development.
Basically, anytime you lay down more pavement, you're reducing the amount of rain being naturally absorbed and drained into, say, a river. So these lakes provided a place for that water to go.
And then as a benefit for that land use, the Forest Preserve had these pits dug in such a way where they would be year-round lakes that could be used for recreation.
Crix also explains that 294 and other expressways were uniquely massive projects. So digging new artificial lakes of that size in Cook County probably won't happen again. Now, back to why Steve and his crew were electrocuting the fish. See, Steve's department is responsible for maintaining these 44 fishable lakes.
We'll use various fish sampling techniques to get an idea of the fish population. We'll take water samples to do water chemistry analysis, and then we'll get an overall look at the shoreline, vegetation, water control structures, things like that.
With all the fish they've collected, they'll write down the species, length, weight, and take a scale sample. Kind of like counting tree rings, scales provide a rough age of the fish, and they can cross-reference that with the other data to confirm if it's the right size. And they do all of this to make sure that the water and surrounding environment stay healthy for wildlife and visitors. So while places like Hoagie Lake and others are fake lakes, that doesn't mean that they're not living ecosystems that need care and attention. It's how they stay vibrant and beautiful so that people like Denny can go enjoy them. For Curious City, I'm Andrew Merriweather.